Welcome to Books on Air, the show that tells the story behind the book. I'm Suzanne Harris, and it's my pleasure to talk to the author about their latest project. We'll tell you where you can find them on social media, and perhaps we'll even give you the opportunity to meet them. Joining me today is Edward Perezanski. We're going to talk about his science fiction novel, Visitor from Harare. Ed, welcome.
Thank you.
You are a very interesting person. I'd like for you to share a little bit about your background with our listeners, because I think it's important to know about who you are in relation to your book.
Well, I came to the United States from the former Soviet Union as a refugee in 1989. I'm an engineer, semi-retired right now, teaching at the State College, Buffalo State College. I read a lot. I was writing since I was probably 19 years old. But this is the first book I actually published, and I enjoyed writing this book very much. And I always read a lot. Being an engineer is kind of like any other profession. It just puts its seal on you. It makes your character. And it gave me an opportunity to observe a lot of people, how they adapt to this country, especially immigrants, of course, from the Soviet Union, because coming from a totalitarian society to this free world, it's not just a good experience. It's also very challenging. And that's what I would try to do in my book.
Now, why did you choose science fiction? Are you a science fiction fan?
Not really. I used to read a lot of science fiction when I was a young man, but it was probably typical for this age. But this genre allowed me to kind of go beyond strict, limited reality and look at the characters and from a different perspective. I used kind of a alien, which is foreign to our environment, to Earth, that would just look at these people and look at them like strange creatures and study them. That allows me to open these people and show their funny and surprising features, probably their way of reacting to this new reality. You have to understand, when people come from a different world, and America is a different world, it's even not Europe, it's like a different planet. You come to this country and everything is different, and it comes as a shock to you originally. And then you start this difficult and very exciting process of adapting to this new reality. You learned a lot. And that's what I was probably trying to show in my book. And science fiction allows you to do this too, probably more effectively than anything else.
I really like what you just said. That's really an insight into what you're thinking and how you applied your own experiences and the experiences of immigrants to aliens and science fiction. Very creative. Let's give our listeners an overview of Visitor from Harare and tell them a little bit about what it's about.
Well, it's about an alien coming from planet Harare with a mission to study humans, and he ends up in a town of Bridgeport in upstate New York, and he bumps into two Russian immigrants, and he follows their life in this strange city, and there are a lot of very funny, very exotic situations happening. The book is sarcastic also. A lot of humor, many funny things here because, I really saw it myself. I had this chance to observe these people. And majority of these characters and situations did really happen. And it was so funny. I couldn't just keep it to myself. So I decided to write the book.
Now, you gave him an Earth name. You called him Johann Becker.
Right.
I love that detail.
That's a German name.
I love that detail.
That's a German name.
Now, what are some of his experiences that what's one that you particularly enjoyed when you were writing?
Well, the way Johann Becker was opening these characters, how he exposed those controversial, actually, experiences they had in this new country. They bring their life and their customs and their way of thinking, their mentality to this new world. And they cannot get rid of them completely, 100%. And that brings to some controversies. And they're very funny. They're extremely funny. So I think I achieved this goal, and as I heard from people who read the book. So the hardest part was to keep the line, and at the same time not to cause bitterness in the real people standing behind the characters described in the book. Some probably took offense, but, you know, this is satire worked for. So that's what it is.
How do you write, Ed? Do you see pictures in your head and you sit down and just record what you see? Are you a person who outlines the plot before you start to write? What's your writing process like?
I would say it is both, probably. It's hard to say. I don't write on demand. An idea or a special encounter with a people or an event can inspire. That might start the process. I write at home sometimes. I make a note wherever I am and then develop it. There is no such thing as a pages count. With my current occupation, it takes about a year to write a book. And I really show it to anybody. It's a creative process. It requires imagination. It's like engineering. You know, I have patents in the mechanical engineering, and that's probably similar to going somewhere nobody's gone before. And it requires a certain level of language mastering, creative thinking, tenacity. So that's probably what it is. The difficult part sometimes is to hold the line of a major plot. I'm trying not to drift to the side, but sometimes it happens. And that might affect the major plot. It's an unfortunate event, but this happens to everybody. When you see something unusual, something funny, something out of line, you want to include it in the book. And when I started writing, I just, the reason I started writing this book, I just couldn't keep it to myself because everything did happen. I saw this. And I tried to do this in a way that people can read it, enjoy it, and laugh at it. But at the same time, to understand that immigration is a difficult process, and every refugee, each refugee that comes to this country, is going through this. There are no exceptions whatsoever, especially for those who came from communist country.
I really like your comparison to engineering, because you're absolutely right. It's a structure, and it's like planning a building or planning a bridge or planning anything. You have to plan how you write because there's structure, and you're absolutely right about the plot. Sometimes it's so hard not to put in that anecdote that you think is so good, but that really doesn't fit in this book. I really like it that you said that. I'm sure that we have piqued the interest of our listeners. Let's tell them where they can find the book. Now, I always go to Amazon. I know how many people use Amazon as their first choice for buying books because it's so easy. So I went to Amazon and I put the name of your book in that search feature at the top. And the name of the book is Visitor from Harare. I'm going to spell that H-A-R-A-R-E by Ed or Edward. And let me spell your last name. P-U-R-I-Z-H-A-N-S-K-Y. If they put that in the search feature for the book and just click on it, the book comes right up. And there's a little description right there, and they can buy it right there. I know there are some other places that the book is available as well. Where is that, Ed?
Well, you can find this book on Barnes & Noble website. And good. Amazon is also that's a place where you can easily find this book and get it.
I think they can also find it on your publisher's website, Litfire. Is that right?
That's right. That's correct.
Now, you're doing a couple of things with social media. You're doing a Twitter account. Tell our listeners how they can find you on Twitter, please, Ed.
Well, that's you can type Edward Porzanski. You will find a reference to my account, or Edward Porzanski at EPURIZHANSKY. That's my Twitter account. You can follow me there, and probably reference to the book also on a Twitter account. That's how you find it.
And you're also on Facebook. You have a Facebook page.
Right. But again, you go on a Facebook, you can find me easily on a Facebook. Just typing my name.
You know, I really like what you've done with the book. I think it's very clever. And I've thoroughly enjoyed our conversation. What would you like to leave our listeners with? Did you write the book to entertain them? Did you write the book to give them a message? What would you like to leave them with, Ed?
Both. It is an entertaining book. It's a very entertaining book. It is funny. And you will enjoy, if you like a good joke, you will like the book. But at the same time, especially at the end of the book, there is an ending which is showing how difficult this life for these people who came to this country and just started adapting to this reality could be. And you will appreciate it. It's just, I think that I even like the ending of my book. Probably the most. And it leaves a question, and the question that the reader might answer. It is for many people that I've met in this country, and I'm meeting a lot of people, including students, it is very difficult to understand the world where these people, newcomers, came from. This is disappearing world. The communism is disappearing. And it's almost done, you know, and except for a few countries. Even there are some changes going on. To understand how people go through this hardship, how they adapt to this reality, it is very hard for people who never were exposed to this. So I'm trying to deliver this message to the reader. So read the book. Enjoy it. I know you won't like it. I enjoyed writing it.
Well, it's also been featured at the Frankfurt Book Festival that was held in Frankfurt, Germany. Your book was one of the books that was featured at the book festival. That's very exciting. How do you feel about that?
I liked it. I hope that people liked it. And it's quite exciting. That's what excites me.
Well, you are very interesting. It has been an absolute pleasure to talk with you today on Books on Air. Thank you so much for being our guest.
Thank you very much.
Samuel Johnson once said, "A writer begins a book, a reader finishes it." I hope that you'll join me for the next Books on Air. And until then, buy a book, read a book, and share a book. Thank you so much for listening.